Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 9th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Twitter launched a longer tweet feature on Wednesday, letting Blue subscribers in the U.S. post up to 4,000 characters in a single tweet. If you follow somebody who uses the feature to the fullest, you'll see an excerpt of the tweet in your timeline along with a Show More button to read the rest. If a tweet is over the standard 280 characters, Twitter Blue users can't save it as a draft or schedule it for later, but can include things like hashtags and pictures. Reminder that the current 280-character limit for regular Twitter users launched back in 2017, replacing the original 140. NetBlocks reported Wednesday that network data indicates that Twitter has been restricted on multiple network providers in Turkey, including TTNet and Turkcell. The restrictions were put in place at the same time as search and rescue efforts are underway in the wake of a major earthquake on the Turkey-Syrian border. Turkey often restricts social networks to prevent disinformation spreading during national emergencies, but NetBlocks says that this is the first time it has implemented restrictions in response to a natural disaster. Elsewhere in the Twitter world, the company's subscription service, Twitter Blue, is now rolling out to users in India, Brazil, and Indonesia. The latest rollout makes Twitter Blue now available in 15 markets. If you're excited for the upcoming Nintendo Switch game, The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom, you'll need $70 when it's released in the U.S. on May 12th. That's $10 more than the usual for new titles by Nintendo, and the most expensive first-party Nintendo title without deluxe editions or extras. Tokyo-based industry analyst Serkan Toto said on Thursday, the $10 price increase will not only cancel out lost purchases from users who skip the game, but indeed lead to larger sales overall. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, which has taken issue with Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard, has shared new statistics highlighting how the merger could negatively affect competition in the video game industry and cloud gaming in particular. As for how many active users each of the major cloud gaming platforms had in 2021 versus 2022, the CMA offers a percentage range of market share that each service had based on global monthly active users. In 2021, Microsoft's xCloud had around 20 to 30% of the market, behind Sony's PlayStation Cloud service, which had 30 to 40%. In 2022, though, xCloud jumped to 60 to 70% of market share, easily beating not only PlayStation, but NVIDIA's GeForce Now, Google Stadia, and Amazon's Luna Cloud service. On Thursday, the UK and the US sanctioned seven people connected to what officials tell The Record is a single network behind the Conti and Ryuk ransomware gangs, and also the Trickbox banking Trojan. The sanctions freeze the assets of the people, who now also face travel bans, according to the British government. This joint action between the US and the UK is the first public attribution by Western governments to formally link the ransomware and Trojan activity to a single criminal organization. Rather than accidentally updating help pages, Netflix is actually expanding its plans to cut down password sharing to Canada, New Zealand, Portugal, and Spain. Users in those countries will be able to add up to two people who don't live in their household to their account. It's an extra Canadian $7.99, an extra $7.99 in New Zealand, an extra €3.99 in Portugal, and €3.99 in Spain per month per person. Netflix said it will begin to block devices used by somebody outside the primary residence after a certain number of days, but didn't give details on how many days that would be. Main account holders will have to set their primary account location and in some cases may need to get a code to use Netflix if they're traveling. On Wednesday, Meta announced it finalized its acquisition of Within, that's the maker of the VR fitness app Supernatural. After Meta announced its intent to acquire Within back in 2021, the FTC sought to stop the deal, claiming that Meta was building a virtual reality empire. But after a judge dismissed the FTC's complaint earlier this week and the commission declined to appeal, the Meta Within deal is now official. Tech Dirt's Mike Masnick published a post on Wednesday taking issue with recent reports that Twitter alternatives, such as Mastodon, are losing users seeking to find Twitter alternatives. Masnick cites data from the Federation that shows while Fediverse social networks saw big growth in November, December, and dipped by January, the number of users are still much higher than they were pre-Elon Musk's Twitter takeover that started back in October. While Mastodon now reports 1.4 million users, Pleroma, Pixelfied, Miskey, Kalki, and other Fediverse networks have seen recent growth as well, making active users around 4 million collectively. Masnick notes that while some people signed up for Twitter alternatives ended up not using them, those who are using them more and more. Finally, thanks to KV87 and our DTNS subreddit for submitting this one. Transportation engineers at North Carolina State University published a paper proposing a fourth traffic light of sorts, in this case, a white light to let autonomous vehicles, or AVs, help control traffic flow and keep human drivers aware of what's going on. The engineers used computational simulations to show significantly improved travel times through intersections and reduced fuel consumption. Ali Hajbabe, corresponding author of the paper and associate professor of civil construction and environmental engineering at NC State, explains, quote, "The white phase concept also incorporates a new traffic signal, so human drivers know what they're supposed to do. Red lights will still mean stop, green lights will still mean go, and white lights will tell human drivers to simply follow the car in front of them. So theoretically, when enough AVs are approaching the intersection, that white light would be activated, signaling that AVs are sharing data and moving traffic through the intersection more efficiently. Regular cars with human drivers would simply follow the AV's lead in that situation. And in the cases where human drivers outnumbered AVs, the traffic lights would revert back to the standard red, yellow, green pattern." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy Daily Tech Headlines, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.